Jesus could not be forgiven. Can I run that by you again?
Yeah.
Amen. See, Jesus could not be forgiven. You and I could.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune in to the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in again on this morning. This is Arthur Evangelist Brenda Randall. We're on with more goodness on this morning. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalms 34:3. Praise the Lord. We pray that you were inspired from last week's message about in whom do you put your trust. We're going to continue on this morning. I'm just so amazed, and the Lord just let me know that in these days and times when so much is going on, it is a time to really, really, really hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand, a time to really, really trust in the one who can. Nothing is impossible for him. Amen. And we thank the Lord for Jesus this morning. We praise God. We're going to continue on with our scriptures where we left off from last week. Amen. We thank God for his healing virtue. We thank God for deliverance. We thank God for blessing whatever you may need this morning. He's got it. All you have to do is ask him. Amen. Matthew 12:21. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. We were talking about Jeremiah on last week. But this week, we're talking about shall the Gentiles trust. Amen. Jesus is his name. Hebrews 1:1. God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Jesus is the better way. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I love 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I thank the Lord for obtaining mercy on this morning. And in the book on chapter 3, I share testimony of how I first began to trust in the Lord. And I praise God for saving me, rescued, delivered from Satan and from a burning hell. And he filled me with the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38. The Holy Spirit uses the word to make us more like Christ. When we don't feel like going, the Holy Spirit energizes, give us the go, get up and go a little further. Amen. Praise the Lord. For in him we live, move, and have our being. And it's not by feeling. It is by faith. Trust is believing. Trust is just trusting, believing that the Lord can do anything but fail. Trust him. If call on him, knowing that he will answer prayers. Amen. Ephesians 4:20-24, the Holy Ghost helps us navigate through life's twists and turns and helps us respond in love to God and to each other. And I'm a witness that when my baby daughter was killed in a tragedy car accident, how that God just gave me supernatural strength to go through that, because it was so horrible. Amen. Only a God can take you through something like that. And I'm talking about Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one and only true God. Amen. So signs of the Lord's coming is at hand. When we hear the news, we hear and see the weather pattern and see what's going on in the Middle East, Ukraine and Russia and all over the world. Sometimes I watch CNN news and I learn to pray the news. Amen. Sometimes it can be so discouraging and so distracting. But if we pray concerning what we see, God will turn it around. Amen. So in whom do you put your trust? 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is waiting in the silence as the world goes rushing by. Will not someone stop and listen? Answer quickly. Here am I. God patiently keeps his promises. Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet would I trust him. Amen. Then my theme verses of the book, Psalms 27:13-14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I could not have made it losing two daughters, my middle daughters, my baby daughter. And then 3 years ago, my husband went home to be with the Lord. And I thank God, for he is my heavenly Father. As the little introduction on last week, I began to learn how to trust in the Lord to meet every need, whatever it is. And I'm doing just fine. Praise God. I'm happy with Jesus alone. You know, after my husband passed, they said, we got a lot of calls, phone calls. And I appreciate the Lord for his people everywhere just covering us, just loving us and all. But when the phone calls stop and when the calls stop coming in, Jesus is still there, and he is still here. Amen. And I love him so much on this morning. He is my everything, and I don't suffer like any good thing. Amen. Will you put your trust in him today? By most of all, by accepting him as your heavenly Father, by accepting him as Lord and Savior of your life. He wants to want us to walk by faith, trusting him to be our heavenly Father. Psalms 116:12-13. David asked, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. He wants to be the Lord of our lives. Amen. Now, who wouldn't want to trust a Lord and Savior like that? Stick closer to you than your brother, than your friend, than anybody. Amen. Sometimes I'm at home alone, and he is there. He comforts me. He'll give someone a call, whatever it is that we need. Amen. God is right there to answer our every cry. Amen. It's nothing too hard for him. All things are possible with the Lord. So would you trust him on this morning? Just try and see, as the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'll take Jesus for mine. Amen. And John 10:10, when the thief, Jesus said that the thief coming not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly, in fullest measure. Will you trust in Jesus, the good shepherd? We pray that you will, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so many, and the book is so many life experiences in there. And I just can't, it's a platform that the Lord used so that I can look back or read some chapters and go over what I'm discouraged or what I'm going through to see what he's already done for me, how he already had brought me out of a lot of life obstacles. Amen. I can just go back and reread and get renewed and stirred up all over again, knowing that we must continually trust in the Lord. It's not a one-time thing. It's a continuation. Each minute, each second, each day, we should always, always want to trust the more in the Lord. Amen. And so when the Lord led me to write the book in March 2012, it was a few months after the Lord called my husband home while going through my grief and pain of a broken heart and feeling all alone, the Lord opened a door for me to begin writing about how he brought me through past tribulations and trials. So the Lord reminded me that he is still good in spite of whatever circumstances or obstacles we might face in this life. And as I began to think on his goodness, I began to write and write and write until in September 2012, Telling of His Goodness book was published and in online bookstores. The purpose of writing the book was to inspire and testify to God's great love by my touching life story, telling of his goodness. While life can sometimes put a person down, I want to be able to inspire listeners and readers as I share the tragedies I experienced and the ever-increasing faith in God that helped me overcome life's obstacles. I truly depend on the word of God. And that's one thing. After the Lord saved me, I was hungry and thirsty after righteousness. The Lord gave me to get in his word, meditate on it both day and night. I began to study and meditate, and it became so real and so alive in my heart. And through that, it began to give me to really grow up the more in the Lord. Amen. And so with scripture quotations and other lessons, I invite you to embark on a journey to spiritual wisdom by also listening to this Telling of His Goodness broadcast. Not my goodness, but the Lord's goodness. Amen. So may God bless all of you who have gotten your copy. I've had so many to call, so many order copies, and I appreciate it so much. And I thank you for your support and prayers for the ministry. I'm receiving calls from many concerning being blessed from the broadcast. And the Lord started Telling of His Goodness ministry in August 2002 in Houston, Texas, when I was managing a family complex. It was a low-income family complex, and we saw the Lord just do so many mighty miracle signs and wonders there, and from starting even a church there. Amen. And young people were saved, delivered, and set free from drugs, prostitution, from poverty. Amen. They begin to, the Lord just began to just show them his marvelous light. And we thank the Lord for that. And God is, and that was during that time when he called me to manage the apartment that he asked me to sell out all to him, to follow him. At first, I was reluctantly, knowing that I couldn't say, I was like Jeremiah. Lord, I can't. Who am I? I don't even know. I can't even do this. Amen. But the Lord knows. He knows he was preparing us and qualifying us all along for the work that he would use us to do. Amen. So as you read chapter 1 about my childhood, how the Lord brought me out of those cotton picking days and I graduated from high school and amen and moved to Houston, praise the Lord, and I found out that God always outweigh the bad times. Good always outweigh the bad times with the Lord. Amen. God is so awesome. So I appreciate you so much again on this morning. Pray for me. If you have a prayer request, just call me 318-305-6965. I love you. And don't forget, in whom do you trust? It's something to ponder about and think about, and hopefully it will be, your trust will be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Until next week, the Lord willing, God is so good, good all the time. Now, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We give you glory, God, for what you're doing. We pray that your word encouraged, inspired someone on this morning. Oh, Lord, you are so awesome, and we thank you for it. Have your way in our lives, God. Give us to be a testimony, a witness for you, Lord. No matter what we go through, knowing that you're in control of every situation and there is nothing too hard for you, and you love us so much, and you will take us through in these rough times. All we have to do is look unto you, who is author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you and we love you. And please remember to tune in again on